Pope Benedict XVI ushered in Christmas celebrations, though, with midnight mass in the splendour of St Peter's Basilica last night.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
As the Sistine Chapel choir replicated the joyous tunes the angels must have sung those 2,000 years ago, the Holy Father marked the birth of the baby Jesus, joined by millions tuned in via radio or television the world over. This year, both in his homily and throughout the liturgy, Pope Benedict placed considerable focus on children. It was a moving sight to witness the 12 children representing 5 different continents dressed in their traditional costumes as they presented bouquets of flowers to the statuette of the baby Jesus placed in front of the altar during the singing of the Christmas Gloria. Then, with a smile on his face, the Holy Father blessed the forehead of each one as they presented the offertory gifts to him. During his homily, the Pope had said that it's to the children that the Child of Bethlehem directs our gaze.
Un bambino che è nato in una stalla.
He appealed to all of us to help the children of our world who suffer and who are abused, both the born and the unborn, including those forced to beg or serve as soldiers and those deprived of food and of love.
Per vedere il bambino che giace nella manciatoia.
Pope Benedict went on to remind the faithful this Christmas not to forget the true meaning of gift-giving, to give each other something of ourselves, to give each other something of our time, and, of course, to open our time up to God.
Dona a coloro che non ricevono da nessuno e che non possono darti niente in cambio.
Christmas gift-giving, said the Pope, also means giving to those who cannot give anything back, as this is what God has done in sending his Son. At the conclusion of the Mass, the figure of the Christ child was placed in the manger of the Presentation Chapel to the left of the Basilica and blessed by the Pope. And after receiving the Pope's apostolic blessings, smiles and best wishes, the crowd of St Peter's Basilica spilled out into a clear, starry St Peter's Square, where they were also able to pay homage to another enormous life-size nativity scene placed in the centre of the piazza. This year, the 17-figure crib recreates the reality of the poor Palestinian village of 2,000 years ago as inspired by the Gospel of Luke. The typical landscape of Bethlehem again draws our attention back to another theme of Pope Benedict's Christmas message this year, the Middle East.